I've really been trying to become an avid dream rememberer and writer downer, if that's the way you say it. The other night I had a wild dream that really caught my attention, specifically because within the dream, I experienced and felt something that, I mean, I've felt it before, but in the dream, it was more profound of a feeling than I have actually felt in my waking life. And I actually learned that it had to do with my fear of dying. For the longest time, for as long as I can remember, I've had a fear of dying. Something that I would argue has kind of like subsided. However, I think that this dream would kind of suggest otherwise. Something that has been a consistent theme throughout my entire life is Chris doing a bunch of things that he does not want to do. And the only reason that I've done things that I don't want to do is because of codependency, because of people pleasing, validation, approval. Also, like being scared of being alone. And the challenging thing is just like allowing myself to, I mean, what I'm really working on right now is just like letting go of the past. I've gone through a great deal of healing, and I know that I have a lot more to go. I mean, I feel it. But really just like, I think that what I need to do now is truly integrate my fear of death, because if I do that, that will actually change the way that I experience life altogether. Because if I really take into consideration, you know, my own sense of mortality, I'll be more in tune with what it is that I actually want and what it is that I actually want to do, and I'll stop doing the things that I don't want to do, and I'll start doing more of the things that I want to do. It's really a very simple thing. It's wild to me how simple it is. It deeply pains me that throughout my life I've given into doing things that I didn't actually want to do. I mean, I look at that, you know, 30 plus years of my life doing things that I didn't want to do simply for the validation, the approval, and to not be alone, you know? Of course, I know why I know why I've done all this stuff. I'm not going to get into that though, but you know, the more I sit with it, literally, I'm thinking about it right now. It's like, oh, Chris, you're not going to be here physically someday, you know? I remember years ago, I started learning about how monks meditate on, you know, the contemplation of non-being, which is suggestibly the opposite of this, right? And it's fascinating too, because I think that it's very hard to grasp what death is, because like death in and of itself is like a single event, but then the abyss of darkness, as I can imagine many other people think of it, this nothingness that follows, right? I don't think that we know enough about death to really conclude anything. But what I do know is that I really need to stop doing things that I don't want to do. And I understand people might be like, why would you do anything that you don't want to do? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, household chores, like laundry, dishes, all this, that, and the other. Like actually doing things with people that I don't want to do, feeling obligated to do so, feeling guilted into doing so, really trying to cut those strings and heal that stuff and move forward. And it can be challenging actually, because there are attachments there. There's meaning, deeply rooted meaning inside of that that really challenges my capacity to move forward in a positive direction. But, you know, really, the more I sit with it, the more I really think about it. Like, it's wild. It's really wild to me. Like, physically, we're not going to be here someday, you know? Like, and, you know, the other thing, too, I think is interesting is when the mind tries to look at that, right? It's almost as if it can't comprehend that. So it's kind of just like, what the fuck? And then it just like turns away from it, right? And so kind of like bringing it back to it, it's like, no. I don't want to look at that. That's very scary. That's too scary for me to look at. I don't want to look at that. But looking at that will only do good because it's like, well, you know, if you do actually look at it and you see it for what it is and recognize that it's much more of a tool and it's much more beneficial than it is something to be afraid of. And you know, like, it's just, it's wild. It really is. Like, the contemplation of non-being. I think it's very challenging to think about that because, like, I've heard at least one person talking about, you know, how, like, death is nothingness, but nothing is something. I don't think that humans can really comprehend what death is. Maybe there's a very select few amount of people that are, like, connected somehow to this subject and really understand things, but like, you know, the event that is death, right? You know, a person dies, right? And then that's it. Is that it? Like, is that it? And if that is the case, then a human life is like a fucking blip, right? And the death is, or death, again, is the event. And then non-being is, like, the eternity, right? It's wild. It's wild, and I think that it requires, like, an open mind and, you know, not the fear that comes. Like, my mind can't wrap my head, my mind can't wrap itself around this one. It never has been able to. And any time that it's ever come up, it's always just been terrifying. And, you know, I think that it was something that was much more prominent earlier on in my life, like about a decade ago. And I think that it just got to be too much that it scared me. And so I was like, all right, well, whatever then. I'm not going to think about it. It doesn't go away. You know, it's kind of like childhood trauma doesn't go away just because you numb out and you distract yourself with different things. Death doesn't go away just because you numb out and you distract yourself with different things. You know, the ego, right? The ego's like, no, we're not going to focus on death. That's incomprehensible. That's not fun. Let's not do that. Let's not go there, right? But it's like, well, it's going to happen. And what can it teach us? Well, of course, to live life to the fullest, to give the best that you possibly can, and to really pursue whatever it is that you want. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, the pursuing of what you truly want. And, you know, being honest with myself, I've spent a lot of years actually not doing what I want to. And more than anything, that actually scares me. Because that shows me just how not seriously, and I'm not trying to be hard on myself or anything, I'm trying to be very gentle with myself, actually. But that shows me how not seriously I take this thing called life and time. And if that is the case, which it seems like it might be the case, then I have more, I mean, of course and obviously, but I have more work to do on myself. I need to free myself from all of this stuff and just, like, you know, one of the most interesting things about this, I find myself remaining comfortable, doing things that are comfortable, right? I don't want to. I don't want to do things that are comfortable. I want to take my time exceedingly seriously. I don't want to do anything that doesn't have meaning. Like, the more I sit with the fact of mortality, the more I'm like, well, then why would I spend any time even doing things that I'm used to, doing things that I'm familiar with, right? Why would I spend any like, my fear of death used to give me, like, depression and stuff, right? Now it's like, well, fuck, let's just make this the best experience of life possible. Now, I'm going to make this very clear. I do believe that there is something beyond this. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's reincarnation. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But I do think that it's important to take time seriously and to not just fall into comfort, right? Like, I really, like, the more I heal, the more I continue to find myself saying to myself, shit, I don't want to do that. To different things, right? Hey, you want to go for a walk? No, I don't. I don't. I don't at all. Hey, do you want to go? No, I don't. I don't. Hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to? No, I do not. I don't want to do either of those things, right? And it's wild because the awakening is happening and it's like, whoa, I've done so many things throughout my life that I've never wanted to. This is me waking up, right? Waking up to all the things that I did that I didn't want to. I was actually just taking something into consideration the other day. Almost every week for the past, like, I don't know, year now, I've spent 2 hours doing something specifically that I actually don't want to do. Now, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 5 times of that is 10 hours. I could do something totally different in 10 hours, right? So I'm like looking at it and it's like, well, of course, you know, you can choose to do something differently and you don't have to do what you've done. It's okay, right? And it's just like, man, everything is changing. Like, it's like down to the second, taking my time more seriously. And that's something that I intend to commit to moving forward in my life. So, I think it's also important for me to look at patterns and defense mechanisms, because I realize that some of the things that I do that I actually don't want to do are really just defense mechanisms. They're just patterns of behavior of things that I learned in childhood as defense mechanisms that just continue to play themselves out in my life. And I don't need them anymore. I really don't. Like, it's wild. And so I can let that stuff go. And instead of focusing so much on other people, which I have throughout my entire life, I can focus on me. And I can do more things for me. I can be more creative. I can be more productive. I can actually create the things that I want to. The focus has been so externalized that it's been taken off of me and the things that I actually want to do for myself. And that's wild. That's really wild. And it's a crazy thing to look at for what it is, of course. But I'm just super grateful that I can see the defense mechanisms for what they are, right? Like, for instance, a defense mechanism of mine, I'm not going to say exactly what it is, I'm not going to say exactly where it came from or what caused it, what created it, but something that I've spent a lot of time doing is, like, waiting around. Like, waiting for a message, waiting for somebody, waiting for people. And actually, just recently, I think it was either today or in the past few days, I thought about it. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't. That's not, it's not me. I don't want to do that. I don't like that. What do I want to do then? I want to focus on what I want. I don't want to wait around. I've spent so much time waiting around for a person or for people or for a message, like whatever it is, that it's like, and I'll pass. I'm not going to continue repeating that pattern. I don't need to utilize that defense mechanism anymore. And yeah, it's just, it's really cool to look at everything and to put everything into perspective because, you know, it totally transforms the outcome. And that's the important thing. The transformation of the outcome and the experience within the outcome is really what it's all about. And that's the exciting part. Yeah. Thank you all so much for stopping in. By the time you listen to this, it will be New Year's Eve, the 31st. I wish everyone a happy and healthy New Year. And yeah, see you on the other side.